edition. The, just to be clear, Tausch is coming on the show today, right? Do we know for sure that's happening?
He said, yeah, he's good to go. And then he texts us as well. I'll be good around 9:15. And now it's up to 9:20. So feels like when my mom says she's coming home from the grocery store, it's like, ah, it'll be 10 minutes. And it's like an hour later.
Well, scheduled to appear on his own program, the Packers Hall of Famer. But the good news is it's also the Rob Domofsky edition. It's the WBA best play-by-play large market winner edition. A lot of people taking victory laps yesterday, not just you edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, although right now it's just Jesse and me. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I am Jason Wilde in Green Bay. He is Jesse Nelson in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And allegedly, at some juncture, from parts unknown, although this time I actually do know, the Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher is scheduled to join us. So we look forward to his return. Thanks to Justin Garcia yesterday. He is a fantastic Cousin Sub of the Day. And we're really lucky to have a deep bench. And we need it because Tausch misses a lot of shows. Speaking of great moments, Jesse, I praised you and got pretty irritated with you for using up valuable radio airspace, congratulating yourself on your award. And now, kudos to you. You want to congratulate some other guy on something that he accomplished, although you also want to make sure everybody knows that he's a guy that you know.
I know him.
Fill me in on this.
So last night, I'm hosting the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5 ESPN.
Special surprise guest host, I was told.
John Audius made an appearance last night, you'll be the first in line to know this, Jason. John Audius is returning to call Wisconsin Badgers volleyball on 100.5 ESPN and 620 WTMJ this year.
He is a fantastic guy. I've gotten to know him a little bit, even though he was at a competing station for a period there. But I had a feeling that was going to be the case. It did not go well last week when I tried to see how you would handle suggesting that you were qualified for the job, because far be it from you to admit, maybe I'm not the best person for it. But you wanted to make sure you kept your options open in case we couldn't reach an agreement with him and you were going to be the voice of Badgers volleyball.
And found out, we learned last night, when John started calling Badgers volleyball in 2008, he didn't even know the rules of volleyball. He just kind of said, yes, I'll do it, and figured it out. So that's the qualifications.
Kind of like you in bowling.
Sounds like I would have been overqualified for the role.
Oh, nice. So, good one.
We're really excited to have John back. I got to know him a bit last night at the Great Date. He was awesome. So we're hosting the show. We're going, and Gary Sanchez, the Brewers game's on Bally Sports in the corner, so we're keeping one eye on that while we're talking, sticking around after the show, having a crop circle weed, among other things. And
nice.
So all of a sudden I get a bunch of texts from people I went to high school with. And it's like, Dave and Rachel and Tyler, all the people are hitting
Tier
me.
Tier one,
like,
Tyler?
Yep.
Okay.
And they're all saying, are you watching the Brewers game? I'm like, yeah, like they're up 2-0 in the sixth inning in Kansas City. Like, it's a Monday night in Kansas City. Like, why? What's a big deal about the Brewers game? So I'm texting everybody, yeah, I see. And then they all respond back. Jake just caught the home run and they're interviewing him. And I'm like, wait, what?
Jake.
So this guy last night, and his name is Jake Stark, and he is the celebrity of the hour in Brewers fandom.
His 15 minutes of fame have begun.
Yes. So, and he's been, so I went to middle school and high school with Jake Stark. Proud member of the Muskego High School class of 2010.
Okay. Would you say he's as cool as you are?
Well, more cool based on the last 24 hours.
Before,
no doubt
before,
about that.
Before the catch.
Yeah, we're all cool. He was in the band, so we're all cool.
Okay.
Great guy. So he has been tracking down baseballs for the last 20 years, essentially. That's his hobby.
That sounds cool.
He goes to Brewers games. He's with a bunch of friends that are out in the outfield, and they go travel the country. They go to a bunch of different games, and their goal is to catch as many baseballs as possible. Batting practice, and then, of course, it goes up a level when you catch an actual in-game home run ball.
Sure.
And so last night, Gary Sanchez belts this two-run shot to left center, and right in front of the Kauffman Stadium fountain, the iconic fountains in Kansas City, Jake makes a leaping grab, hauls it in, gives a celebration where he's doing the bird, among other things. And
he was excited.
Jeff Levering, they're going nuts on the broadcast. And they just keep going back to showing him and making this incredible catch. They send Sophia out to interview him for like 4 minutes. And just my entire timeline, my high school band director, Mr. Beckman, is sharing on Facebook. This is a former student of mine, biggest Brewers fan I know. Like, it was so cool that someone I went to middle school and high school with had these moments of glory last night where he is like the epitome of Brewers fandom right now, catching a home run ball in Kansas City last night. It's incredible.
So they showed him more frequently than they showed the guy who hit the home run, which, frankly, until you said it was Gary Sanchez, I didn't know, because all I kept seeing in the clips was your buddy Jake celebrating. Now, I have to ask, and I don't want to ruin his 15 minutes of fame, but I have a lot of questions. I'd be curious how many balls he's collected.
Oh, we've got some answers to these questions.
But my biggest question, if he is from your graduating class, that means he's 32 years old. How old is too old to go to a baseball game with your glove?
Ah, Jason. It's
a fair question.
Come on.
Is it not a fair question?
So,
yes, it's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
Okay. That's all I want. I do not want to ruin his moment. I am just, like, when you're walking into the stadium and you're getting your ticket zapped by the usher, is there a little bit of you that's, yes, I'm a grown man and I'm here with my glove?
It's a better question than when I talked to my mom and dad about this morning, and my mom said, where does he sit? Like, behind home plate? Like, that makes the 24 home run balls he's caught even that more impressive.
No. Yeah.
So, if you go to so Jake is what we would call a ball hawk. Like, and every stadium's got him. And some, like he and his buddies, they travel the country, they go to follow the Brewers, and they go to try to get the different, now that they play every team every year, you can go to Houston and Kansas City.
Fenway.
Yeah, you can get to all the stadiums now a lot easier than you used to be able to. So you can go make the rounds, make a few trips each year to go to the different stadiums. So I think there's a different level if you're going to a baseball game and you're sitting on the left field line and you bring the glove, like, oh, maybe I'm going to catch a foul ball tonight. Let's see what happens. As opposed to if you go to the game with the intent being, I'm going in the outfield, I'm probably going to pace back and forth based on whether we got a lefty or a righty up, and, like, we're here to catch baseballs. So if you treat it more like a business trip, like Jake and his pals do, then I would say for sure, like, it's not IPT to bring your glove to the stadium as a 32-year-old adult. Like, he's doing his thing. This is
because
his hobby.
He's got
That's
a
what
hobby.
He does. Right.
Yes, this is his activity, yeah, his pursuit, his passion.
This is his sport. Like, this is what he does.
Okay.
So it's different than, like, if I go to a game and I'm going to go sit in the right field bleachers, second level, for a Friday night Brewers-Phillies game. And I'm like, all right, guys, we're bringing the glove tonight. Let's see if we get the Gary Sanchez two-run bopper. Let's see what we got.
All right.
It's different. He's going with the specific intent to catch baseball. He's caught 24 home runs. You know how many people in the world have caught one?
Yeah. 24. It's tough to do. Although, if you go to enough games and you make it your passion to travel and you're pacing back and forth in the bleachers as opposed to, say, sitting in your seat and expecting it to just come to you. Now, I love a good baseball in the crowd story. There was one maybe a week ago. I was going to do it as a Feel Good Friday, but we had Mark Osiecki on to talk about Casting for Kids, which is coming up. But there was an instance where a young guy catches a baseball, like a 20-ish guy catches a baseball. I don't know where it was. And he gives it to the kid in front of him, which is great, obviously, right? That would be how many of us that don't collect baseballs would handle it. Now, shortly thereafter, later in the game, another ball comes into the outfield and the kid gets it and he gives it to the 20-year-old dude who gave him the first ball. And I thought, now that is what baseball's all about. That's cool. Jake, it's cool that he's got this passion. And I love that he pursues it. What does he do for a living?
I don't know. So we haven't been super
You're
close,
not that close
since we graduated high school.
What tier would he be?
It's not a high tier. Like I reached out to him on Facebook Messenger to talk to him. So that's the tier that we're on there.
Okay. So he obviously pursues this, but he does go to a lot of games. Like he's traveling,
yes,
not around the country every single, he's not going to 162 games a year, but he's certainly putting the effort
in. He goes to a ton of games, yeah. And he'll post on his social media platforms every time he catches one. It's his passion, and it's awesome. Like, I think he's the biggest Brewer, just like Mr. Beckman said, he's the biggest Brewers fan that I know. Like,
does he hate Craig Counsell as much as you do?
I sure hope so.
Well, I'm glad that he got his 15 minutes of fame. He was very excited. He got some pretty good run on the broadcast. He was on there for quite a while. So you have some answers on his information, his accomplishments, his resume, if you will, of being a ball hawk.
Yeah, I mean, he rattled it off in the interview with Sophia last night. He's caught 24 home run balls. That's the number that everybody's going to talk about. 24. That was his 24th catch last night. Ricky Weeks in 2011 was his first, so he's caught all 24 of them over the span of 14 years, which is pretty impressive, I'd say.
One and a half a year.
Yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like that's pretty doggone good.
I'd love to get. Do you have the other stats? Like, how many games has he attended? Like, I want to see what is he averaging per game.
I can see if I can find some of that information
for him.
Yep, we can get the advanced analytics on this. Yeah, Baseball Reference might have something up on him. Now, the cool part, and Sophia and Jake touched on this when he was on the broadcast last night, and so I knew Jake in middle school in 2005 when his mom passed away from breast cancer. It was very sad. And so he has a custom-made pink glove promoting breast cancer awareness, and it's got positive messages on it. And so that was one of the big stories and the feel-good story that came from his appearance on Bally Sports Wisconsin last night. And it's so cool to see him, like, you know, channeling what was a huge tragedy for him and turning it into a positive and being able to share that message and the joy that he shows just in what he's able to do it and have this platform. And whether it's you just follow him on social media or last night when he's been now introduced to more fans than had known him before, when he's able to share that message with everybody and just capture the fun of sports. Like, that's what's so cool to me to see.
So I guess my question would be, how do you make the most of your 15 minutes, right? Because, you know, look, I don't know how other people view this show. I don't look at this as any form of celebrity. Like, this is not, like, this is what we do. And it's cool, and there's great things that come from it. It will always mean a lot to me that during the pandemic, people really turn to us for a distraction and for fun and to get their mind off being stuck at home doing Zoom calls all the time like that. But we ain't curing cancer over here, right? We're not making that big of a difference. And I always found it weird that we would be viewed anything other than, you know, guys that do their jobs. Now, Tausch is different. He played in the NFL for 11 years. So he's a totally different category. But I'd be curious, when you do something like this, that it is, you know, the news cycle will move on and there'll be something else and something else and something else. How do you make the most of your moment in time? And again, we're getting texts on the baseball glove to the game thing. A wide variance of opinion there.
Anything over 15 years old and you don't belong there from Dave and Aaron, and then Sadler says you're never too old to take your glove to the game.
No. Well, that, tomato, tomato, whatever you feel. Hey, if you want to take your glove, that's fine. I'm just curious about how you're being viewed if you do. Now, in Jake's defense, he obviously, as you mentioned, has a great, you know, personal connection that he's now created with his pink glove for his mom who passed away from breast cancer. I just, what is he going to do? He did he respond to you, or was he so inundated
with...
Yeah,
we were messaging back and forth this morning. I left him alone last night. He posted something that he was getting a ton of messages, and so I tried to hit him up this morning. He was wide awake, answered right away, yeah. So
you're trying to book him on... radio programs?
He did. He mentioned that he already had a couple of spots that had TV channels had reached out to him. Apparently, MLB Network was showing him a bunch this morning, and they were reaching out potentially. Whatever. So, yeah, I mean, he's got a platform now.
Capitalize.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
If he says, and I want to thank my good friend Jesse Nelson for always being a close friend of mine, even though I'm on tier 42 of his friendship chart. I'd like to see that on MLB Network.
It'd be a lot better if he said Wisconsin Broadcasters Award winner, Jesse Dawson.
Well, of course. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, speaking of celebrities, we are anticipating Tausch joining us from his soon-to-be-disclosed location. But we don't know exactly what that timeline will look like. We'll make it work. This show is all about his crazy ideas about soap cleaning itself and whatever else might come out of his mind. So we look forward to him joining us at some point. Now, we have plenty of material without him. Jeff Hafley talked yesterday, and again, I understand some don't believe me when I say I'm not a fan. Doesn't matter what the outcomes are. I am there to chronicle the journey, good, bad, ugly. But I'll say this. If I was a Packers fan and I listened to Jeff Hafley yesterday, I'd be ready to line up at nickel corner tomorrow. I don't know how well I'd play, but I'd be excited to play for him. Now, we can talk about the difference between sounding great and then actually your defense being great. And right now, they're undefeated. He has not given up a single yard to an opposing offense yet. But the first and slash second impression, because this is the second time we've gotten to talk to him since he was hired, is a good one. And how he outlines what this defense will be about, if you're a Packers fan and you were tired of third and eight and your defensive backs are lined up 11 yards off the ball, well, congratulations. I don't think that'll be the case moving forward. They're going to be aggressive. That is what one of the many things he talked about. We'll get to that. We'll hear from him coming up. We will also hear from Tausch. I just don't know when. So right now, you'll hear from me telling you about Grubel offices. One call, that's all. David and his team, they are everywhere. I'm surprised that they don't have a billboard at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City with Jake catching the ball. He's definitely everywhere. When I'm driving on 43, everywhere I turn, there's David, and he is there for you if you or someone you care about has been seriously injured in an accident. Grubel offices, one call, that's all. That's all it takes to get the ball rolling. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, about the great lawyers that are on David's team, and everything that David and the firm do in your community. Grubel offices, one call, that's all. All right. I don't want to say we were wasting time.
Okay. We weren't.
We weren't. It was a great top.
That probably would have been where the show started no matter what.
Tausch is, do you think Tausch is even aware of this story? Given where he is and what he might or might not be up to.
We're going to find out, I guess. Maybe.
It's a really neat story. So, Jake, congratulations. And the best thing to come out of this is now you've reconnected with the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association first-place champion. But we'll talk about Jeff Hafley, and hopefully we'll talk to old boy, old T, Mark Tauscher, live from parts soon to be known. Hopefully next. It's Wildy and Tausch.